All right, Catherine, I don't know how this is gonna go. You're really far away.
Well.
Yeah, I'm not saying you have to move. You could be quiet.
This kitty.
I know you're getting kitty cuddles.
Oh my god, it's the goodest cuddles.
Maybe I'll just try and move toward you.
She hasn't seen me all day, and she just came and was like, I need it.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Such a fluff monster.
I'm getting a good cuddle.
Yeah, I don't want to deny. Oh, good big yawn. Oh, man. That mouth. You could fit some birds in there.
That mouth, though.
Are you going to leave, kitty?
Well, yeah, we started talking loud. So she's like, I have to go now. Thank you.
Well, that was good while it lasted.
Thank you. She's like, I have to go check and see if there's any food.
I hope that the pod listeners know what we sacrifice for them.
I know. There was a nice cuddle happening, and now there isn't.
Now it's just, I got my hand on your knee, and that's as much as you're getting. Oh, and of course, our weekly burp.
It's that time of the day.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine, and this is our life.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week, actually 2 weeks, in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This. I always have to yawn when you get to that part of the intro. Gosh. It's also windy, as usual, for some reason. There's always, like, gusty winds on days when we record Delete This, so you will hear our wind chime in the background. And also the baby monitor is that noise that sounds like noise in the background.
If you ever hear like a weird staticky noise in the background of Delete This, that's the baby monitor. Because
he has a rain noise machine in his room, and that's what it sounds like coming through the monitor.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely hearable on some episodes. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear it right now. But anyway.
Background noises, you know. June 18th.
Well, but first, Catherine.
Fine.
We have to talk about the top tweet of the week from 2013.
Right, great. Lay it on me.
Which is, by far, in fact, this is the top tweet of 2013 so far.
You're welcome. God.
I know, and it is, as usual, Catherine's joke. Watching Goblet of Fire, or as @RealKGreen calls it, the one with the stupid hair.
Oh, such stupid.
I mean, it's dramatically stupid.
Why did they let
must
them do
have
that?
Known.
Yeah.
Didn't they know how fast that hair was going to get dated?
It's awesome.
It's weird. That hairstyle lasted for like a year.
Yeah.
Kids had that hair for like a year. And I look back at like
kids
the,
still have that hair, honey.
I guess.
I'm sorry.
But mostly the ones who don't cut it. Mostly because they just don't cut the... Like, I was just at VidCon, so I seen what the cool kids' hairs is like.
You seen their hairs?
I've seen their hairs, and it's not like that. It is advanced. It is structured. It is careful, and it is intimidating. But it's not like that.
Huh. Interesting. Well, you're welcome for all your funniest jokes.
And that was this was also
and best tweets.
This week was this week 5 years ago was a week of LeakyCon. It was the last LeakyCon I went to.
Wow!
And I was talking a lot about LeakyCon, and that was good. That was good rememberings.
Yeah.
To be remembering, and
that was the cat scratching her scratching post in the background. If you heard that.
We're just going to keep you updated on all the background noises this episode.
I mean, sometimes it bothers people, and I just want them to know what it is so they can acknowledge it and dismiss it.
Right.
You know, just like any sort of good meditative exercise.
You see just, the intrusive thought, and then you say, I thought that, and then...
You let it go.
John?
John, my name is Catherine Hank.
June 18th, I think is what I was going to say.
I see, okay.
Our top tweet of the week...
Wow, that was fast.
That's happening early on. The only reason I want to be immortal is so that I can read more books in all caps.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a common feeling for a lot of people, which is why it was a top tweet. Everyone's like, man,
there's just too much media.
So many books.
There's so many books.
And there's so many... Yeah, they just keep happening.
Do you ever feel like every time you read a book, you're choosing not to read every other book?
Maybe.
It's
maybe
too much
that's
pressure.
Why, maybe that's why I haven't been able to like actually finish a book in
two years. Oh my god, really?
No, I have finished some books, but I have not been a reader like I used to be.
Well, we also that sounds about like when we had a kid.
Well, yes, that is about when we had
free time tends to evaporate.
Well, yeah, and it's just like I feel like my brain doesn't have the capacity to like focus on a book or like start reading a book and I immediately fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I know this feel. I've been trying to get through an audiobook, and I mean, it's been a long couple weeks, and I'm getting through like 5 minutes a night.
Yeah, you're like, set sleep timer for 8 minutes. You don't even get that far. Yeah.
At VidCon, I made it through like literally 30 seconds over 4 days.
This is why I just listened to the Jane Austen audiobook.
Right.
Because it does the thing. Mm-hmm. I fall asleep and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I know where I am.
And I do that with...
I haven't missed anything.
I do that with like the Expanse novels that I've read already. And and I'm just like, turn them on and I'm like, this is great and interesting. And there's like lots of good exposition.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the first like half of the book, there isn't a lot of action. You could haunt a library when you die and you could just read books.
Oof. That's the dream, isn't it?
It's the dream, man.
Does my cat get to be there?
Aw. I don't think that cats are allowed in libraries.
Oh, what is but ghost cats.
Ghost cat? Ghost cats? Why not? Yeah, I mean, who's to say what's allowed and not allowed in a ghost library? The ghosts make the rules, though I am a little bit now afraid of ghost anarchy. It's a great title for a book.
Oh, man. Everyone. Oh, man.
But that I'm not going to get to read. We've got 2 weeks of stuff to get through, so I guess we should move on. But that was our top food of the week, and I did feel strongly about it, and I'm glad that other people did too. I don't know why I was having that thought, but I've been having it lately where I just feel very frustrated that there's a lot of great stuff I can't get to.
Yeah, in lots of realms. Like, I look around my house and I'm like, oh man, I would love to be working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't.
Or like playing guitar.
Right. Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Ugh.
Learning Spanish. All the things that I'm like, you know.
Why didn't I do that before I had a baby?
Uh-huh. Not like I didn't do stuff for the last 15 years.
No, but yeah. Do it now, kids.
We could have a 15-year-old.
What?
How? I'm just saying. We've been together for more than 15 years. We could have a 15-year-old.
We haven't been married, but no. I guess we could have had a kid before we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, I wrote a book, and it got a starred review in Kirkus. I don't know how it's pronounced. Kirkus. Which now I feel embarrassed about.
Kirkus review. I don't know. It could
be like
Kirkus.
It's both ways. People do it both ways. Kierkegaard gives like pretty harsh reviews. I have read a lot of reviews of books that I really love that are really critical, and it's just so good that it makes me feel like this must be something wrong.
Yeah, like what happened? Did this person was this person on drugs or something?
Yeah, or like does they only review books that aren't going to do well this well? But anyway, it's very good, and this.
So you're trying to like.
My brain is trying to figure out why it's not as big a deal as it is. This was the.
Of course.
And why the book is actually bad.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting and being like, okay, but somebody tell me why this isn't.
Welcome to your imposter syndrome.
Yeah, so that's normal. I recognize that's normal. And I posted a version of the review where I blacked out all the spoilers.
Yeah, don't read the full review you'll get so, so spoiled.
And then everybody was like, but you made me want to know all the things. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Exactly, read the freaking book.
Yeah, just wait
a few
months.
That's why I wrote the book.
Also, that's why I posted this review, so that you would want to buy the book.
So you can.
It's available for pre-order now. It comes out September 25th. If you go to hankgreen.com, there's signed copies. Available 40,000 pieces of paper, Catherine.
Do the thing. You're, geez.
What?
Why did you? Nobody does that, by the way. Like
I know
John Green does it,
and
nobody
else
does it.
Yeah,
but
all my friends
Hank had to.
All my friends like who have written books complain about signing like 8,000 pieces of paper, and I'm like, I do 8,000 pieces of paper a week.
Jeez.
That's not true. I do about 3,000 a week. And I just signed up to do a bunch for the UK edition. I know. I had one box left, and then I added a box. I'm sorry, Catherine.
You should be sorry.
I know. Catherine is maybe not super happy about having had lots of sheets of paper in the house on the kitchen table for the last 5 months.
So many stacks.
So many stacks.
Just moving them around.
Stacks on stacks. And then we're going to enter into VidCon, Catherine. Let's just dive in. Let's talk about VidCon. I'm interested in like doing a quick brief summary of some tweets from VidCon and then talking some about the way that going to VidCon affected the way that I felt about Twitter and have engaged with Twitter since then. You, my wife, have probably noticed that I have had a more sort of addictive relationship with Twitter since returning from VidCon, and I want to talk about that and why that happened and how to break the cycle of that. But first, let's go through VidCon. First, let's go through VidCon. June 19th, Smosh Games tweets, "Are you ready for VidCon?" And I say, "No." And then the next tweet I'm going to talk about is me setting my alarm for 4:45 in the morning on June 19th. And then I did a pre-VidCon event that YouTube put on for education creators, which was very fun. And then that night I tweeted, "I just made a huge toenail mistake."
Oh, gross.
You didn't see that tweet when it happened? And
because I was probably busy. Like, you'll notice I didn't like a lot of your tweets while you were gone because I didn't have time to be on Twitter at all.
Yeah.
Because someone was gone. Oh. And I was here holding the fort.
Yeah.
The baby fort.
And like throwing your back out, carrying babies around.
Yep, that's right.
You know that thing that happens?
Every time Hank goes away, I ruin my back.
It's true. I'm like, so sorry.
Or if I go on a trip with Oren without Hank,
there's some, yeah, my back some, is like, ruined. Repetitive stress injury of some kind. It's not your back, it's something else.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a little better now, but...
Yeah.
Yoy.
Do you know that thing when your toenail has like a little like barb on it? And you're like, I need to, like, it's getting caught on the sheet.
I guess.
And then you're like,
I need to file my toenail
or get cut my toenail.
Sure.
And then you don't have either of those things in your hotel room.
Oh, God.
And so you try and just like
rip it off real good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then it's like the first day of a conference in which you walk 15 miles a day. And then you go to Disney the next day.
Oh. No.
Yeah, my foot hurts.
Wow, I didn't know about this at all, actually, because I wasn't on Twitter.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't talk any more about it, but it was, Jesus, I have a huge tone mistake.
A huge tone mistake.
And I was like sitting in my bed being like, oh my God, I have to walk like 15 miles a day for the next 4 days.
Yeah, and they're like, you don't pack first aid at all. Either.
No,
like I pack band-aids and
toenail clippers. If you had been there,
yes, I do.
They would have had toenail. I would have had fingernail clippers. I would have had nail file. I would have had like that giant bag of stuff that you carry.
I should have just gone to VidCon.
It would have been lovely to have you there, but
I don't know what I was thinking. I mean,
you were thinking that it would be very difficult to do that with a baby.
Well, and also I was thinking that it really sucked last year.
It was much worse last year than it was this year.
So hindsight.
And yeah, and like I was completely worried that we were gonna have some similar catastrophe.
Yeah.
This year as we had last year, but we did not. We're not going to talk about the catastrophe that happened at VidCon 2017 or the difficulties. There were no catastrophes.
Or the difficulties at 2018 either, really, right?
We didn't have that many difficulties. No. Okay. Things were really good. And then I tweeted this, which I included because it was one of the top tweets of the week. And I said, I used to think the Taylor Swift lyric "got a long list of ex-lovers" was "got a lonely Starbucks lover." Turns out, like, this is a common thing. And I don't know why I hadn't heard about it before, but I feel like a total dork for having tweeted this when everyone was like, yeah, there's articles on the internet about this. It's very strange that, like, Starbucks particularly,
being a dork.
I am not very...
It's real.
Not very proud
of... It is not put on.
No. VidCon Day 2, I tweet June 22nd. I just hit myself in the nuts with a remote-controlled shopping cart, so VidCon Day 2 is going well.
Excellent.
Wow,
I haven't seen any of these tweets. This is hilarious.
I tweeted a lot. I mean, when I'm at VidCon, I need to be on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, I get
it. I'm doing customer support. Like, I'm on Twitter, like, talking to people about things that may have gone wrong or not.
Yeah.
And, like,
I understand.
Yeah, and so, like, and also, like, any drama that's going on, I'm trying to stay on top of just in case I I'm going to need to say something about it. I get to my hotel room after, like, at midnight, and then I feel that it's part of my responsibility to the event and to the people at the event to do a, like, to go through and read a lot about the event, about, like, how people are feeling about it on social media. And then, like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I go to bed. It's not healthy, but it feels like sort of the thing that I should be doing. Like, it doesn't feel like the wrong thing to do in the moment. What I'm not including in here is a lot of tweets I sent to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of at replies to strangers during VidCon.
Yeah.
Then June 23rd, I tweeted, usually when I meet a person for the first time, they say, "It's so nice to meet you," or some such. Christine Seidelko's first words to me were, "Make the DJ play Shoop!" She, like, leaned over to me and looked me in the eyes and grasped me with her attention, and that is all she wanted to have happen. And I was like, I don't know that I have that power. This isn't my party. It was a YouTube party. She was like, do you know who I am? Like, have we met? I know you from watching your videos and content, but yeah. I don't know if you know who I am. I was like, I'm not gonna do that because that's not who I am. I'm not the kind of person who, like, crawls up the stairs to see, like, to see the DJ to make them play Shoop.
Yeah.
Christine did.
Okay, good for her.
Shouted at the DJ.
Well,
and then the next song was Shoop, and it was amazing.
Yeah, well, that's a person who can read the room and is like, you know what this party needs? Some friggin' Shoop.
And she was 100% right, and it was really
fun. It's
funny.
I have seen this tweet, but the only reason I saw it is because you posted it on Instagram.
I did.
So,
apparently,
what is Instagram for?
Because apparently it's okay to take a screenshot of a tweet and put it on Instagram.
This isn't a podcast.
About
Instagram. Go.
People at the VidCon festival stage, like the people working
yes.
it, told me I could put any image I wanted to on the screen behind me, so I'm asking for suggestions. And this was suggested by Alex. There were lots of great suggestions, but this was the one that had the most hearts, the most
that's
likes.
That's a good heart.
When the guy gave me the thumb drive. So I put that on the thumb drive, and this image of a bird screaming, ah, was the thing that was behind me for my concert.
I love it.
It's really good. I was so happy about it. And I got to, I was like, you know, honestly, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
And that was that show was very good and very special and really fun. And it was probably the worst set I've ever played musically.
Yeah, well, you did not...
I did practice.
Okay, well...
I was very rusty. At first time I, like, sat down to, like, play the set all the way through, I was like, I am in trouble.
This is not
going to go great. So I focused on, like, getting the bits, uh-huh. like the things that I was doing that weren't my songs.
Yeah.
Like the sort of
the
like funny parts.
Yes.
I focused on that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that was the right call. I don't think I got through a song without messing up.
Amazing. I mean, I feel like the people who come to that show,
yeah.
if they know who you are, like they're like, whatevs.
I did ask, I was like, does anybody in the audience not know who I am? And like a mom raised her hand. And like, I was like, it's going to be okay. But it was a really great show, so thank you to everyone who came out for that. June 23rd, this is the VidCon is now over. I just got weepy watching someone disassemble a Lego wall, which I did. And then June 24th at 3:40 a.m.,
oy.
I tweeted turkey
bed.
Emoji and bed emoji.
Natalie
Tran replied, "Don't do it."
Don't do it. Don't.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, right? Are you taking this turkey to bed with you, or are you going to eat turkey in bed, or are you going to do that turkey?
No. You actually got it. Nobody got it. So my 3 o'clock in the morning brain thought that this clearly meant I'm going to have a turkey sandwich in bed.
Yeah, no.
No one understood that.
No.
But you did, because you're my wife, and you know about me and turkey sandwiches in bed.
most things in food in bed. I like the replies that are just two other random emojis.
Like a wave and a shrimp.
Yeah, like, what does this mean? What does this mean? What could this mean?
Yeah.
It's a chipmunk in a black hole.
This one's a lizard
and a
feeling good, feeling happy. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to have some turkey in bed.
Yeah, totally.
And then I tweeted the next morning, why did I think this was a good tweet at 3 a.m. last night?
Oh, see, that's what happens when you tweet at 3 a.m.
So I just also included in the show notes this...
So sorry I missed that.
This great moment where Lee Newton puts her unicorn head on in the most elegant way possible. I died after she did that. I was on the floor, and this feels like our viral moment of joy this week, though we have some others. This tweet did not do particularly well or anything, but I did enjoy it a great deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of those things where you gotta, like...
You kind of maybe gotta be there.
Maybe had to be there a little bit.
I still think it's very funny.
I mean, she's hilarious.
She's the funniest.
Yeah.
I love her so much. So this is after Disney. I didn't tweet a lot from Disney. The day after Disney, I said, did gravity get 10% stronger last night? Because I felt incapable of movement.
Well,
it was...
That'll happen.
Too long of a week.
So, you were gone for a long time.
I was gone for a long time, and a lot happened. It was a really good time. I had a lot of exceptional experiences.
Oh.
I think that some things, like I had a couple of experiences that made it feel to me like people were taking VidCon both seriously, but not like, oh God, how do I explain this? Like they were thinking of it as like a serious creative endeavor without thinking of it as like this thing that they had to be performing all the time to look cool and to like show off their best social media self. So they were taking it seriously in like the, like this is an interesting creative opportunity in which we're going to connect with each other, or I'm going to be able to try some things out or get inspired about stuff, but not like I need to be perfect at all moments because I'm being judged right now. That's like that second thing is something that I like has been, or, you know, is always going to be part of getting together with a lot of people in your community. But I felt it less this year.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I had some moments where I was like, this is something where I feel like someone is innovating right now in front of me, having like a great idea. There was a person who was taking pictures of the inside of the hotel with a literal potato, like just they were holding up a potato as if it were a phone. And taking pictures of things and like swiping on the potato with that. No one was like watching. There were no cameras. And it was just this person with a potato. And like, I wasn't sure that I wasn't going completely nuts. So I had the other people we were sort of in like a talkie circle, as you sometimes are.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, did anybody see the guy with the potato? And it was like, no. And then later on, like 30 feet away, he did it again. And I was like, okay, everybody saw it. And I like had basically, I celebrated like I'd scored a touchdown because I was so happy about this potato person. And then looked around and no one was filming us.
Potato person.
It wasn't a prank. It was just a performance. And I was so happy about it. I was like, this has made my VidCon experience.
Wow.
Just that. But because at VidCon I have to be on social media, both as sort of like the person who has cares a lot about the event, and as a person who's having lots of good social media like opportunities to like share cool things that are happening to me, I got really into a habit of using this platform at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And checking on things and like sort of being worried at what I might find.
Yeah.
And so there's that
always
adrenaline thing where
there.
I was like, I need to check to make sure nothing's terrible is happening. And turning that off has been very hard.
Yeah.
And I think that is not just an experience that I have like with VidCon, which is like sort of a distilled version of it. But I think it's also an experience I have when things aren't going great with the country. When I'm worried that when I'm kind of like, I need to check to see what terrible thing has happened.
Mm.
And that might be an applicable teaching moment for other people who don't have such a distilled version of that sensation, but might have like sort of some similar feelings sometimes where they're getting sucked in because even after sort of the reason that you were engaging with it has gone away, you're trying to kind of create reasons to continue engaging with it because that dependency has been created.
Yeah. I mean, I think the act of being conscious that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
which I think,
observe yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it again.
And
stop.
Honestly,
oh, I'm doing it again. Stop. That
yeah.
can help.
Mm-hmm.
And also potentially like editing the people or the things that you follow on Twitter or the way that you use it
mm-hmm.
so that you're not encountering some of those things that make you feel like you have to keep being on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, as much as possible.
And I don't know that I would have the awareness to be having this conversation if we didn't have a podcast about it. I know that you've been frustrated with my social media use for the last week.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that because I can see your face.
I do continue. I'll continually be like, Hank.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But I don't think
we're driving somewhere in the car with your parents and Oren and you're like on your phone.
I don't think that until sitting down and going through my tweets for the last week, I was aware that I had formed this pattern at VidCon and was having trouble breaking it.
Mm.
I'm glad that we have a chance to talk about it. Catherine, can you sing my theme song?
It's time for draft tweets from Hank Green.
The other one.
Well, you gotta be clear.
Okay.
Da-na-na-na.
Oops, I tweeted at Trump. Oh, Donald J. Trump tweeted, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, an extraordinarily low IQ person, has become with Nancy Pelosi the face of the Democratic Party. She has just called for harm to supporters, of which there are many, of the Make America Great Again movement. Be careful what you wish for, Max. And I replied to real Donald Trump, I miss VidCon.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
This was the nice thing about VidCon. I was completely unaware of anything that was happening in the national media.
Well,
I know that I can't and shouldn't be that way all the time, but it was very nice to be that way for a weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine being a president and doing shit like this? There is nothing that explains it adequately for me. And I think that that is how reality should be.
It's almost like the world is really super complicated and nothing is black and white.
But one element of it seems to me that people like drama.
We have created this reality show culture mentality where we thrive on seeing people's, conflicts.
Yeah.
We're just sort of titillated by the conflicts.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's where Donald Trump comes from.
And if conflict is a positive,
right,
that is a very bad place for a person who is supposed to be a leader of a diverse group who a large percentage of whom will always disagree with them.
Yeah.
It's a bad way to be.
Yeah.
For a person with that job.
Yep. Gotcha.
June 26th, I'm getting less and less into spilling the tea and more into just drinking tea peacefully in my house. I'm old.
Yeah. Yeah, the tea.
The tea. What is the tea, Catherine?
The tea is not for you and me.
Charlie McDonald says, why would anyone deliberately spill tea? Yeah, what is the tea? I feel like the tea is like the drama.
Yeah, it's like the truth. It's when people are like, I was just trying to get to the truth.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but
Is that what tea stands for?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly that's what the tea is, that may be what the tea stands for.
But it's also say the thing and then you're like, sip your tea. And you're like, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's kind of
Kermit.
like a uh, I'm going to throw this little smoke bomb in here or whatever and just, like, watch right. what happens. It's kind of like gossip, too.
Yeah,
gossip. There's definitely a gossip thing to it, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Also, I sometimes feel like people are like, spill the tea. And I'm like, I'm 38. And the person you're asking me to spill the tea against is a teenager.
Well,
and so,
yeah,
like, I'm not, like, no, this isn't, yeah. there's a weird power imbalance here and I'm not going to engage with that.
Mm-hmm.
June 27th. As far as I can tell, Disney, the company, designed this iconic logo internally, and so no one has ever gotten credit as the designer. No one knows who did this, I tweeted, after Laura Chernikoff and I were talking about the receipt after our dinner at Disney and how weird this logo is, and thinking to ourselves, that must be Walt Disney's signature, and then Googling it and being like, that's not Walt Disney's signature, which yeah. turned into my video.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's based on...
A One of Walt Disney's signature. Yeah. Because yeah. at the time, we just like looked up Walt Disney's signature and like we saw one and we were like, well, that doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then later, after I was doing the research, I was like, oh, there's lots of Walt signatures.
This is complicated.
And also another, like a thing that I didn't talk about in the video is that a lot of Walt signatures aren't Walt signatures.
Oh my gosh.
Because there were lots of people who are authorized to sign for him.
Mm-hmm.
People would sign fan mail for him. They'd sign headshots for him. They'd sign, so like no one knows.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something.
What's up?
It looks like a D to me.
It looks like a D to you?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. You seem like a kind of person who would see a D.
Well, and I think really it's just that you're the kind of person who has a hard time
with cursive
translating, yeah,
and with letters generally, yeah.
letters in general. And
so I mean, I think that most people. The other thing is that you see this logo a lot. You see this D a lot when you're a child.
That's true.
I think when you're a kid, you see that and you're not sure what it is, and then by the time if you were exposed to it as an adult, you'd parse it. But because
yeah.
you didn't get it as a child and it was sort of its own thing, just existing on its own, you carry that forward with you until you have the moment where you're like, oh, it's a D!
I guess.
But I think some people, like I asked on my video, I did a poll and 60% of people said that they originally didn't see it as a D.
Hmm.
I still don't see a D.
Wow.
If I like concentrate.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah, to you it looks like a backwards G.
Yep.
Which I see.
Or like a backwards treble clef.
Okay.
Or just, it looks like its own symbol, you know? It just looks
yeah,
like,
just
it looks
like a
like
spiral
itself.
With
yeah.
a line through it.
It's
I
like
getcha.
A wand with magic around it, as yeah. lots of people said. June 29th. Catherine, I got home and was like, did you see? And I was like, what? And she's like, nobody told you? And I was like, what? And
well, yeah, you had been at work.
I went to work and nobody told me. I had like a bunch of meetings.
Yeah. Did none of them know?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't know. How did you find out?
Your dad, because your dad is on top of everything.
Of course he is. Well, I was voted in the Missoula Independent, our weekly newspaper, the free weekly here, as best local Twitter, you guys!
Which is a...
travesty?
It's no, well...
a little bit.
Yeah, it's a popular vote. Like, it...
Yeah.
It's people submit ballots.
Yep. Yep.
They fill out a sheet of paper that has a ton of categories on it, and
yeah.
they write things in.
Yep.
That's, it's not like you were on a list
and they
and
picked
people
me.
Picked from a list.
No.
It's blank. The like
yeah.
you have the categories and then there's a blank space and a bunch of people had to write your name in there.
I had a blank space, baby, and they wrote my name. Is that where you're going with that?
No.
Well, you know,
it's
good to have at least two Taylor Swift references in an episode to delete this.
I mean, to me.
Are you a little intimidated by that idea?
Yeah, because it means that you're in the awareness of enough people that they're like, thinking about whose Twitter I follow, who lives in Missoula.
Right.
And you're on
well,
their brain,
I do have the most followers
like.
Of any human in Montana. So, like, it's not that too much of a surprise.
I guess.
I have more followers than the governor. I have more followers than John Tester does.
Of course. Yeah, you have almost as many Twitter followers as there are people who live in Montana.
Yeah.
Not
that is
like,
a weird way to think about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Although I'm sure lots of them are bots.
Mm.
Not people who live in Montana.
Right.
My Twitter followers. People in Montana, as far as I can tell, are actual human beings.
Yeah, it's funny. You got home from VidCon and like suddenly I have liked a whole bunch more of your tweets.
Well, you probably didn't feel like liking anything I was doing while I was at VidCon because I wasn't...
I literally was not on Twitter.
Yeah, you just didn't have time. Yeah.
Is what it was. It wasn't like I was trying to punish you by not liking your tweets from VidCon.
And I'm just like, Catherine hates me.
She hates me.
She won't like anything I do. I felt bad about this because I don't have a local Twitter. I tweet about local things not very often.
That's true.
And also, I have friends who have very good local Twitters that are better than mine.
Val?
Yeah. Yeah. Val says, I was robbed. And I said, you're not wrong.
Well, they don't really tweet about...
Yeah, Missoula. I think Val tweets more about Missoula-specific stuff than I do. Because I'm kind of afraid to. I don't, like, I feel like it'd be alienating people.
Yeah.
June 29th. Sometimes I write a tweet and then realize it was just for me. It's okay to leave those in the drafts.
It's time for...
Tweets from Hank Green. Tweets that I didn't tweet. There's a whole lot of them from his tweets. Draft tweets from Hank.
Beep.
That was the best one so far. Let's read this one.
Oh, boy.
Clitoropodes.
Okay. I was like, clitoropodes? See?
We were trying to...
Clitoropodes is good, though. I like the way that flows off of the tongue.
Trying to figure out the plural of clitoris in a meeting at SciShow. That's where that came from. Thanks, Caitlin Hoffmeister, for that gem.
Amazing.
This is the tweet that I didn't tweet right before I wrote this tweet. This is weird, but I feel more excited about working on VidCon now that I don't own it and I'm not the CEO. It was just too much weight. I was dreading it. Now, every problem seems less like a looming disaster and more like an important puzzle. Mm. And I felt like tweeting that to everybody would be a lot to put on them about how I feel about the things that I've created in my life. I don't know, like, whining about the pressure of creating something amazing. Let's see, what else? I mean, I have a ton from this week.
I believe it.
Oh, God. This is... The easiest thing in the world is looking good when you're hot and buy boutique clothing. Let's give it up for all the weirdos killing it after a $20 trip to Goodwill. It's a good tweet, but it is too judgmental.
Yeah, that's judgy. Why are you saving those?
Because I like them. All right. I just like to have them.
A reminder of a thought you had.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe I'll turn it into something different.
Oh, yeah. It's like that one, too.
Which one?
Stab me in the neck if I ever pay $11,000 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good tweet. It's a good tweet, but it's obviously a subtweet.
Whew.
And, sometimes people say to me, Hank, what's your take on this interesting and compelling internet drama that's happening right now? And I'm like, this is Adam Levine gif of him saying, it's just too perfect.
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm not going to lie to you. I am 38 years old. That's a really good tweet, but this one I think I'm just saving for a time when it will be less clear what I'm talking about.
A better time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, I skipped a tweet from earlier this week where I said, nothing scares me like powerful people convinced of their own victimhood. I came into that after coming back from VidCon and being like, oh, politics is still happening. Donald Trump is still thinks that he's the victim of a deep state conspiracy, even though he's the president.
He's like, really being oppressed.
If there was a deep state conspiracy, you wouldn't have gotten elected. No one would have put you in this position. But anyway.
Yes, he's being very oppressed.
June 30th. My senator just walked past me at the farmer's market. Hashtag Montana life. Catherine was like, Hank, behind you.
I was like, this John Tester. There he is.
You know?
I mean, and he was kind of unobtrusive, except for the giant person camera. Behind him. Carrying a giant, giant camera.
So big.
Like,
why?
Who needs, like, the size of one of those giant boom boxes that, like,
is like it.
You know, B-boys used to carry down the street to their battle. Who needs a camera that big anymore? Have you heard of an SLR?
Yeah.
They take real good video.
And you can, and if you need to do a shoulder mount, you can get one, but it's not going to be like a 35-pound thing.
And it was like a fairly small woman holding it.
No, yeah, yeah. I was surprised by John Tester not being taller, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I thought he'd be taller.
He's fairly tall.
Yeah. I don't know. Senators always seem like they're probably like 6'5".
Well, the problem... Never mind. I was going to say it's proportionizing.
Proportionizing?
I was going to say his problem is proportionizing, but I didn't want to...
That's a really good joke, though. We got into third delete this animatic,
oh
and
my
it's
God.
So
my
funny.
My life keeps being so amazing.
It's so good.
I love it.
We watched the first segment from it like 5 times in a row,
the
and Catherine
is so good.
Literally like her shoulder was wet from drying the tears off.
I cried. Yeah. The all the little details. The pigeon is in the background the whole time.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, and the kitty.
The kitty
getting,
is there.
Getting scared.
And she's scared. And I go, bah. It's so good.
It was so good. You guys should watch it. Go watch the Delete This Animatic. So you can
go
just
watch
search
it.
Delete This Animatic. Or you can find them from the End Hero Studios. Thank you so much for making those.
Thank you
They're
so much
so
again.
Good.
I love them, Jamie Horner.
June 30th, I tweet, should I take a nap, answer emails, work on the book? And by far, most people said take a nap. So I took a nap. It was an hour and a half long. And I think Catherine was a little frustrated with me. You came back from your bike ride and you were like, hello? Sorry.
It was a...
I was so tired.
I understand.
I feel much better now.
It was a long afternoon with a cranky baby.
Yeah.
That I had to manage.
And then I tweeted, thanks everyone, that was dope. In reply to that, an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
At 5:30 in the afternoon. Catherine is replying to this tweet right now. She's saying, you're welcome.
So yeah, I just put a little extra...
I didn't see what you said.
Juice on that tweet.
Oh, yeah. It's a good little emoji, Catherine. Thanks.
You mean emoticon?
I do. You're right. I mean emoticon.
Sorry.
If we had a top tweet of the second week of this episode of Delete This, this would be it. Michelle Baker, who wrote Borderline, which is a great book that I enjoyed very much, tweeted... Today's predictive text, fun. Millennials are killing, and then predictive text. And I did this, and it was millennials are killing it. Millennials are killing it. Turned out well. Everybody was like, yes, Hank. Yes, millennials. Snap.
Snaps.
Killing it.
Snaps.
That's what I want to hear. Not the thing that they're...
The other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And that's all our tweets from the week, Catherine.
Is it?
Well, we got...
How many segments do we have?
Well, it's all of my tweets from the week.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay.
Let's look at Catherine's tweets. You got a bunch from this week.
I retweeted a video.
Yeah. SciShow Kids. If you don't know about SciShow Kids, it's real good.
It's real good. Stars and guest starred an old friend, that video.
Yeah.
Some people were like, no.
They didn't like Dr. Turtleman?
Yeah, I think there might be... Some people might have a problem with Dr. Turtleman, which I don't understand, and I didn't really want to get into with those people specifically.
Probably good call.
Don't at me. I retweeted a link to an article from Susie Dent,
good
which
old
you
Susie
should
Dent.
Really check out, about how the words we use to describe people we consider other are very deliberate.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick read, but it was fascinating. I loved it. And then... just my feelings about the Drag Race finale.
Yeah, just hashtag Drag Race finale with the word fine, period.
That's right.
Which is about how we felt. I mean, Jesus!
It did not go
God.
The way I was hoping.
No, it was so... Oh, God, I had to walk out of the room.
I was very, very disappointed at several things. But anyway, I don't want to get into details.
Yeah, we don't
want
to spoil anything.
You could probably figure it out if you've seen it.
You know what we're talking about.
And then there's just this retweet from my favorite
Oh, Jomny-san. Jomny-san. So good.
I have cat-like reflexes. Prove it. Looks at a cat instantly. I like that cat.
Cat-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real good.
That's real good.
Anyway, that's my Twitter from the past 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Yep.
So many tweets.
Yeah, whole four. You're welcome.
We didn't have any questions this week. If you want to send us questions, you can use hashtag Pipples.
Oh, no questions?
We did have a question from somebody who, but it was like an advice question.
Oh.
That seemed like a very Dear Hank and John situation. Whereas
we don't do that here.
Yeah, our you will ask us questions about the podcast, about social media maybe, but mostly about things that have happened here, I think is what we're looking for.
Like problems you're having.
Yeah, well, it was the question was, it's a great Dear Hank and John question. The question was, I went to church and someone that I know from not at church talked at the church and pretended to have a British accent. What do I do?
Wow.
Yeah. Basically, that was basically it was a little more complicated than that, but I was like, ay, ay, ay.
Hmm.
I don't know, but that sounds like that sounds like me. It sounds like something I'd do. Maybe they just thought that was the way of talking more formally. But I do want to share this picture from Angelina of the literal 36 boxes of Metamucil they purchased.
Why?
I assume because there was a deal at Costco, and it's not like that stuff goes bad, and maybe they live far away from stores.
Maybe they're going to give it away as gifts.
That's a great idea. I think that we should have a Metamucil gift drive. People, you give people stuff and like it's a gift card, and that doesn't feel very thoughtful, or it's like, I saw this at Pier 1 and thought of you, and it's like, great, I have another trinket to put on my shelf. Wonderful. Another item for my children to throw away after I die. But if you give somebody Metamucil, it's the gift of good poops. Give the gift of good poops this holiday season.
And gas.
And gas.
Jeez.
There's nothing wrong with a good
results
fart,
man. Results may vary.
Well, I'm just saying every time something like this happens on the podcast, it's just another 15-second spot for me to develop for Procter & Gamble, and I'm there.
I'm glad. I'm glad because I think we need a fallback plan for when everything goes...
Oh, yeah.
To poop. when Twitter and YouTube and Instagram all...
When it all falls apart.
Die. Facebook will still be around, but you're not on Facebook, so too bad.
Catherine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is time for our viral moments of joy. Ooh. Would you like to watch this tweet that the text of which is, they are efficient killers, highly intelligent, have complex language in society, and also splishy, splashy, sploosh.
He's splishy, splashy.
It's a hyena in a tub. He's just like, doot, 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 doot.
He's swimmy.
If you want to look at this a viral moment of joy, you can find it in the show notes there at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And we post them ideally right when we post the episode. If they're not up yet, I apologize. But
amazing.
Hopefully I'll get them up. It's so cute, right?
It's kind of like a little horsey.
Yeah, it's got that kind of horse action to it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a cutie.
Horse dogs.
Horse dogs. They're weird. Bear dog cat, as Emily Grassley called them.
Hmm.
And here is the Senegal warm-up is even better with DuckTales music.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
hit
goalie
it,
with
it.
His big gloves.
He's got big gloves.
Just like all them ducks.
They do have big gloves, you're right. Oh man, it was all worth it.
They're
so happy.
I'm also happy, you guys.
Yeah, we're all happy.
Oh my gosh, thank you for
thank you.
We did that. That was really, that was a moment of joy for sure.
A high quality viral moment of joy. You know why? Because it didn't have animals or babies. And it's hard to have one that's universally accepted that doesn't have animals and babies. But
well,
that
like,
was
a little
one.
Work went into it too, which is really nice. I mean, I like the tweet, what do you call it? The caption for the hyena tweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely good.
Yeah, the
but
work
like
went into
this,
it.
Somebody had to like
yeah,
look
re-edit
at that
it.
And think,
That looks like it's about the beat of the DuckTales theme song.
Right? How does that happen?
And then I assume I assume
that's
speed the video up
internet.
A little bit,
maybe
or
a
slow it down
bit,
a little
yeah.
bit to make it match perfectly. But they sure did make it match perfectly. Mm. Show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And then we have one update from someone. And this, I didn't know, I didn't remember this. But it's kind of huge. From Lily, who says, Hank and Catherine say pipples like 18 billion times in a Hank and Catherine Play Lego Harry Potter year 1-4 episode 38. I find it much more amusing now than I did the first time I watched it. Do you remember that? Flipping the pipple?
Oh my gosh. Nope. I mean, not until just now when you said flipping the pipple.
Right?
Wow.
I gotta go back and watch that episode.
Hashtag pipples.
But yeah, apparently pipples is a recurring theme. But like, not, it's not
completely
like that was
thing.
That was related to each other because no. I meant to type pipes.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep with pipples.
Yeah, so, sometimes when I read hashtag P-I-P-L-E-S, I think pipes.
Pipples,
though.
Yeah.
Because it's pipe.
Uh-huh.
Oles.
Right.
So I'm not thinking necessarily pipples,
well,
although you would read it pipples.
Yeah, I read it pipples. Yeah. But anyway, gotta mute it. And I also included some other good joyful viral moments that people sent in. If you want to send us viral moments of joy, you can do that by using the hashtag pipples. Very much appreciated to everybody who does that. Otherwise, I would have missed that Senegal warm-up. So thank you so much for sending them in.
Yes. Are we going to read an iTunes review?
Let's read an iTunes review. This is from Melody, who says, Hank and Catherine are an impossibly funny pair. We're impossibly funny, Catherine.
Impossible.
Give me a kiss. We're so good. I'm not getting a kiss. She's just moving away from me. She's, it's weird. It's like a PDA. There's people listening. That would be weird.
Yeah, I don't want to have people just hearing that.
You're right. Absolutely accurate.
Thank
you have made the correct call. This podcast is them going through Hank's tweets of the week and commenting on them. Catherine is super witty and their banter is hashtag relationship goals. It's a fun listen, but also speaks to the influence of celebrities, a term John and Hank coined on their pod, on social media, and how influential one person's tweets can be. A solid listen all around.
Thank you very much, Melody.
Thank you very much,
Wait,
Melody.
Wait, is that the right? Nope, that was Jen loves bugs. That,
what?
That,
no,
you,
that was
you
Melody.
Read...
You
bad. Read the first half of one person's.
You're right. I did, and I remembered. I remembered
the
this because
the,
I had read that other one before. Oh, okay. Wait, no. Well, Melody said, looking at the impact of our social media usage and limiting the amount we feed into the rage cycle, as Catherine puts it, has become increasingly important, especially for people with large online audiences.
Thank you, Melody, for your review. Thank you, Jen Loves Bugs, for the second half of your review. Again. Amazing.
Oh, God. Yep.
That was hilarious.
This one's from Fizbin Medic, who said, came for Catherine's wit, stayed for Catherine's wit. Catherine's wit's why Catherine's lit. Fire emojis.
Nice. The title of that one is called There's a Meter and a Rhythm.
Oh, there is. There is.
Is that a reference to something? I don't know.
There may be.
If it is.
Maybe we've said that.
Sorry.
It could be a reference to us.
Ooh, it's possible.
Thank you for your reviews, everyone. If you want to leave some on iTunes, that's wonderful, and then we can read them on the pod. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you'd like to send us questions, comments, or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. I am Hank Green on Twitter. Catherine?
Don't worry about it.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be All Right from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you all so much for listening.
See you later! Probably next week. Sorry for the missed time, but you know, really.
Yeah, well.
We did our best.
We do what we can.
Well, Hank, it's summer.
Mm hmm.
So, Susie Dent gives us this. Sloomy, from the 1800s, is a good word for a hot afternoon. Feeling sleepy, languid, lackadaisical, and generally ready to flop.
It's lackadaisical?
How do you say it?
I thought it was lackadaisical.
Where's that extra S coming from, Bebs?
I just thought it was there. Well, I was wrong.
I mean, if you say the S, that's interesting.
I mean, I just was wrong. I was just wrong. It's a common misspelling and a common mispronunciation.
Huh. You know, it's lack. Lack. Yeah. You know, you got a daisical or you lack one.
Good podcast.